Hello and hi, welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and my special guest today is actor Brooklyn McClyn, who fans of Freeform's Cloak and Dagger will know, has been wreaking havoc, emotional destruction, and just all sorts of mayhem, pun intended, on our beloved Tyrone and Tandy as Despair. Welcome, Brooklyn.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I have to admit, your character, Despair, has become one of those awful, beautiful villains. You love to hate him.
That's the idea, right?
Yeah, you love to hate him. And the reason you love to hate him is because he's doing such a good job of being awful to our heroes. And I have to ask, were you familiar at all with the character from the comics?
No, I was not. I was not familiar. But when they explained to me who the character was and why he was doing what he was doing, then it just made sense, you know, because I just think individually we all have done things, excluding, you know, phrases right and wrong, to justify our own personal self-interest. You know, we just tend to grade it. You know, that's not that bad. You know, it's like, I can cut this corner, cut that corner, but at the end of the day, it's like, we're just self-serving, and that's who this guy is. He has headaches and migraines that prevent him from playing his beloved instrument, his trumpet. And lo and behold, he found a way to alleviate that pain at the expense of other people. And, you know, he can justify that to himself.
And that's such an insidious hook to want to alleviate your own pain by causing pain in others. And the way Andre showed up wanting to help and then sort of insinuating himself into Tandy's and Melissa's lives was just so heart-wrenching. But we see it happen all the time. The people you trust end up being the ones who can plunge that dagger deepest into your back.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting, like, I think just as individuals, we've all kind of been through so much dysfunction growing up in our families and society. And I remember making a list about relationships and what I actually believed about relationships and then what I wanted to see in a relationship. And what I learned about myself was, what I actually believed was, I kept little pieces of myself private. Like, I kept them to myself just because I felt like if anybody ever knew certain things, they could use it against you down the road. And that's not really healthy for, you know, in a relationship, but that's what it is. Like, you do kind of worry about that. You know what I mean? You worry about divulging so much information that somebody ultimately has an ulterior motive and tries to use it against you.
Yeah, I could see where that would be an unintentional weapon, because at what point you want to divulge that to get closer to them, but at what point do you start that process? Because if you start it too early, you're handing them a time bomb to yourself.
Pretty much.
Now, the hook with Despair's powers, with the music and the memories, that was so, to me, a genius idea, because all of us enjoy music, and those songs are usually tied to a particular feeling, a particular memory, and that's the preciousness that Despair is playing with. How did you approach tapping into that little thread of, I guess, taking power?
You know, I dealt with some personal health issues over the last few years, and so I know I could relate to the feeling of having something taken from you and not being able to do the things that you normally are accustomed to doing. And then to a level where you kind of go, is it even worth being here? Because nothing is what it used to be. You know what I mean? It's like almost like, what's the point? And so that's kind of what this guy was going through. Like, he loved his music so much, and the way it made people, the way it made him feel, the way it made people feel. And for him not to be able to do it because of these migraines, you know, it's in going to every doctor and trying to find different remedies, and nothing is helping. And it's kind of like, well, what's the point? And then for him to be involved in that rig explosion and find out that he's able to alleviate some of his pain, tapping into the misery and despair of other people, you know, it's a little twisted, you know what I mean? And then to use the music, because you're right, like, music is really the only medium that can instantly take you somewhere. You know, like, movies can do it, you know, you go, oh yeah, saw this movie and I remember when, and, or, you know, a TV show or a comedian, but music is like, it's a soundtrack, you know what I mean? It's a frequency, it's a vibration. So it's like, you remember the kind of music your parents played, and they take you back to your childhood, and then music that you played when your parents wasn't around, because those are your teen years, and you're, you know, think you're getting away with something. And then, you know what I mean? So there's a whole connection with music that most people have, positive and negative. You know, so good times and bad times, you can always equate a song to it. So it's really diabolical for him to use music to kind of lure people in.
So keeping that diabolical nature in mind, what for you has been the most fun in this role in this season?
I think to me, it's, I've always thought like I would be the ideal villain, because you don't see me coming. Like, typically, you see a villain, as soon as you see him, you go, okay, something's up with that guy. And I enjoyed that Joe and the EPs on the show and the heads at Marvel and Cloak and Dagger, you know, didn't really do that. So it's like, I'm actually playing against type, because you don't think I would, the way I look, the way I present myself, you know, you see the guy in the women's support group, you know what I mean? It's like, this guy, you know what I mean? He's here to help, and he's friendly in the neighborhood, and everybody knows him. And then for him to be that guy, you know, it's like, really pulls the rug from up underneath people. So I think that was, the idea of that was like my favorite coming into it. And early on in some of the earlier episodes, some of the notes that I got were like, they weren't sure if I could come off mean because I was so nice, but I was like, well, that's on purpose. Like, I'm going extreme on that side. So when it does flip, then you can go extreme on it. Like, I don't want anybody to see this coming. That was probably the most enjoyable part of it to me.
As a fan watching the show, that was well done, sir. that particular little switch was like, oh no, not no. And I follow the live tweets while the show is airing, and the fans seem to love what you're doing as despair. Have you gotten on social media and interacted with them, played with their heartstrings too?
You know, I've been on there, but I think that people are so tied into, which as they should be, you know, Ty and Tandy's storyline, that I'm able kind of to be, you know, inconspicuous. So I can comment, and it takes them a while to realize that it's actually me playing this character that's actually talking to them. And then they're like, oh no,
I know, you know what I mean? Like, then they like, oh, no, you're such a, you know, I just start laughing. And it's like, it's funny to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't take it serious. You know what I mean? And that most people understand is a TV show. But I just like that they really dislike the character. And it's like, for me as an actor, it's like, okay, then I'm doing a good job.
You're doing a very good job because they were so upset with you when you were messing with Evita's aunt. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So yeah. What else is on your plate for acting gigs this year?
I'm an actor for hire. So, you know, after we completed the Cloak and Dagger down in New Orleans and come back, and you basically, you know, got to put yourself back in the mix with everybody else trying to secure the next gig. And until, you know, you get that opportunity where they come looking for you. So, you know, not yet. I'm not there yet. So I'm just trusting and having faith, and which I've always done in my career, is like, you know, what's for me is for me. And I just look forward to the next project, whatever it is.
Cool. So what else are you doing to keep busy in between gigs?
I do commercial work. So I did shoot a commercial last week for US Bank, and, I teach an acting class sometimes. A friend of mine has an acting school, and she can't make it, I'll substitute teach. What else do I do? I mean, I don't really do, I read a lot. You know, the NBA playoffs are on right now, so I'm heavy into basketball. But that's about it. I'm very minimal. I live a very minimal life.
Well, hopefully we get to see more of you and Despair's, shall we say, machinations coming up. Where can people find you online to sort of strike up those conversations about acting or basketball or whatever?
On Instagram, it's just my name, Brooklyn McLinn, BrooklynMcLinn. And it's the same for everything, Twitter, Facebook. I don't have any special handle, nickname, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, like I said, I'm very just plain, straightforward. Like, it's just me.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to how this story concludes for season two. We got a couple episodes to go. Everyone, catch Brooklyn McLinn as Andre/Despair on Marvel's Cloak and Dagger Thursday nights on Freeform TV, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings. Brooklyn, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi right after this.
Hi, I'm Aaron Ashmore from Sci-Fi's Killjoys, and you're listening to Slice of Sci-Fi.
And that's one more in our special Cloak and Dagger series. You can catch tonight's episode, Thursday, May 16th, at 8 p.m. on Freeform. No, we're not going to give spoilers. But this season is turning out to be very tense, very special. I hope we get word soon about a season three. And continue this along. And since we know now that Runaway Season 3 is filming, maybe showrunner Joe Pekoski can get his dream crossover eventually. If you have any questions or comments about Cloak and Dagger, about Runaways, about anything Marvel TV that you want to talk about, or just sci-fi, comics, superheroes in general, please feel free to call. The number is 602-635-6976. Or you can send me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi through iTunes, through Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and Player FM. And if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. Let other folks know that they should check out the show for themselves, because you are having so much fun listening yourself. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on YouTube. We're Slice of Sci-Fi in both locations. And of course, there's the website, sliceofscifi.com, where you can leave your own star ratings on reviews that we have done for various movies and television shows. And also, there's contests. We're doing another giveaway. I've got some books and some DVDs, Blu-rays up for grabs. The secret sauce to enter the contest is "The Night is Dark and Full of Terrors." The instructions on how to enter the contests are in the other episode. The previous episode about Dark Sublime and this week's upcoming episode. Find out the rest of the secret key there. But, like I said, The Night is Dark and Full of Terrors. That's your doorway into being able to enter the current set of giveaways. We are having a bigger giveaway later, and more on that later. I'd like to thank everyone who is supporting these shows. If you want to add your support, you can go to Patreon and join our pledges, our patrons. The URL for that is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. Or if you just want to do a one-time donation every now and then, use the PayPal link, paypal.me/sci-fi summer. And yes, people who donate, support this show and Writers After Dark and the Archives for Babylon podcast, the Archives for Charlie Jade, all of those shows, the media, the websites, we got to pay for them. I got to pay for them. And you helping me keep those online, greatly, greatly appreciated. As always, I'd like to thank my favorite geek rock band, Cy Fried, for providing the theme music for this show. Thank you, guys. It's always appreciated. You guys are close to my heart. If you want to find out more geek-flavored rock and roll from them, go to their website, cy-fried.com, or search cy-fried on YouTube and be entertained. You will be entertained by their music videos, trust me. But that will do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. And actually, we'll be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi on Saturday. So tune in and take care.